Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of In the Bag Corporate Cuisine, Bindery One Printing Solutions for Business, the Creamer Law Firm, the Lotus Moments Event Center, Merit Resources, Iowa Computer Repair, Triplet Office Essentials, Remax Real Estate Concepts, and Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications.
Welcome back, kids. Thank you, Jimmy Olsen, and welcome to the day after St. Patrick's Day. It's a day that some folks might have missed altogether. Here in Polk County, by the way, 111 folks were arrested during St. Patrick's Day. 25 people were charged with OWI and 15 with public intox. Officials said it was a typical St. Patrick's Day across the metro, just in case you were wondering. But we're not here to too toxic talk. We're here Monday through Friday to talk about the business news of the nation, region, and the Des Moines metro. And we've got plenty from the stocks to startups. On Wall Street, it was a day of green. We'll have all the numbers of our local stocks as well a little bit later on in the broadcast. Microsoft Office coming to the iPad? We'll tell you about it. New housing starts in the metro were about as cold as the weather. It's amazing what happens in the Iowa Senate when folks get together on something. We'll share that story for you. And we've got some folks coming to share the IOB microphone. This half hour, a return engagement from our friend Kaylee Williams, who spent some time in Austin at South by Southwest. We'll talk about that and volunteer local and the competition she's in right now. Then next half hour, we'll talk social media with you and how you can help your business do better by learning more about how to utilize social media. Our friend Laura Galke is back with us with plenty to share. Thanks for allowing us to ride home with you this evening. The news is next. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.
Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by In the Bag Corporate Cuisine for delivered meals with a flair. InTheBagLunches.com. Bindery One Printing Solutions for Business. Bindery1.com. Remax Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency. InsightCubed.com.
Rock and roll, kids. 17 minutes now before the top of the hour. I can't see it. See, this is... Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, hi. We're just having a little discussion here live on the air. The whole Twitter thing, you know, that's what we're doing. Why are we doing Twitter? Well, because Laura's in studio with us. We're going to be talking about some classes that she's going to be doing with DMAC. And these are vitally important. You know, one of the reasons I love having Laura in is because she breaks down this stuff so easily and so succinctly and gets you to understand what it is that social media is and how it might work for your business. And I'm just rattling now. I'm going to turn it over to Laura so that she can tell us about what these classes are and what in the world she's going to be doing with them. Hi. How you doing?
Hello. Thanks for having me on again.
That's all right. This is Ladies' Day. We had Kaylee in earlier, you know?
And isn't that cool what Volunteer Local is doing with South by Southwest? So, and that'll be a great big social media push for them and is a key part of how they'll get their word out. So it's always exciting to hear those bootstrap stories, if you will.
Isn't it? Yeah. So, so you teach social media.
I do. I teach it specifically to businesses through DMAC Continuing Education. So we have some day class workshops and some that are in the evenings. So we kind of try to mix it up for people's schedules. But one of them is a full day strategy course. And then we have what we call fundamentals that kind of is more platform specific. The ins and outs of Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and basically all of the major platforms from a marketing perspective.
You know, there are so many social media platforms to use, and we were talking off mic about how you're switching some things around, and I think this is so vital and so important. You not only teach fundamentals of what social media is, but then you say, okay, this is how you can strategize to use social media. Right. And what are you doing that's different?
Well, so, you know, as time goes on, you find out what business challenges are. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I discovered is that the strategy course, even though it sounds more sophisticated or advanced,
sure,
really becomes a better place for someone to begin because they can understand more about the kind of content they should write, how often they should put it out, and match that with their business goals. And so that it's a real sort of 30,000 feet in the air. How does this match my overall business strategy? And then we look at what platforms should that content be on. And we then are able to pick out the platforms. They may already be on one of those and now they can do it more effectively, or they may say, oh, I need to be on Twitter now. So from there, they can go into the fundamentals class, which sort of breaks down into greater detail the tactics and things you can do on those platforms.
Yeah, so you're backing into it a different way.
Right.
And I think that is so wise, because one of the things that we've found over the years when we teach social media, or when we're attempting to get our clients to better understand how they can utilize social media to their benefit, one of the things is trying to find value in doing it, because they go, it's free, so how much value can there be? But if they start with the strategies, okay, this is what you can do. These are tools that you can use to get this result. And then you drill down to find out what tool is the best for their business.
Right. The biggest thing is whether or not you're an individual owner, mm-hmm, and that's an investment of your time that's taking away from the regular stuff you do in your business, or whether or not part of a team, and some of them do, or part of a team where you have someone else that you're answering to, you have to have buy-in on it. Otherwise, it is really sort of just a waste of time, you know? And so you do need to be able to measure the value you're getting out of it. And the only way to do that is if you actually set some kind of goals for it to begin with.
Have a plan.
And have something that you can measure it against. And I think a lot of people have operated their social media in a vacuum, mm-hmm, where I do all my marketing here. Oh, yeah. And I also do this social media stuff.
I also do this.
Oh, right. And one of the things that I think you actually do so effectively is you have a radio spot. You then are pushing people online to the website to look at the podcasts. You say who's going to be on the show in print on the website. And then you're also tying into Twitter and tweeting out who's coming on the show and getting that. So you're using it in that sort of integrated way that really is what makes it so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people just aren't remembering that as they're doing all the other marketing.
Yeah, so there's so many facets to this whole thing. And right. I think one of the reasons, thank you for saying that, by the way, one of the reasons that we can do that for our agency is because we really don't spend any money or time actually outside of social media promoting the agency. I mean, we do know zero, absolutely zero marketing of Insight on Business or Insight Advertising Marketing Communicate. We do none other than social media. And one of the things I like to tell this story, and people just find it absolutely incredible, businesses that I know that are spending 50, 60, 70,000 a month on Google AdWords.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell them, we show up one or two on the search engine results and have never bought a Google AdWord in our life for the agency, they find that absolutely incredible. But it's the huge amount of content that's out there that's driven the search engines to find us. And it's all over the place.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, a search strategy is not what every business
mm-hmm.
needs.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is, then those keywords and the right sort of things that are going to connect with the audience that you put into your social media, into your website, into your blog, will help with the whole what we call digital or, you know, online ecosystem.
Sure.
And therefore, you'll start getting some of those residual payoffs of coming up higher on the search engine. If that's a strategy that you put into your social, then it's good to know that going in,
right,
that you want to come up in the search, and then you can be more powerful to affect that. Or maybe customer service is why you want to use social media. Or maybe, you know, it's lead generation, maybe it's brand awareness. So if you know going in
what it
what
is,
it is that you're trying to get out of it, then you can be more, you know, sort of targeted in your what you do on the social channels.
It's all about focusing your attention on what it is you ought to be focusing on. Laura Gulkey's in studio with us, and we're talking about, she teaches these class kids. So you're only getting a really tiny example of the knowledge base that Laura has, and you can see her in person and actually take the class through DMAC and learn how social media can impact your business. And maybe you've dabbled in it before. Maybe you've tried it. Maybe you just haven't gotten any place. Maybe you joined Twitter and you say, well, you know, I tweet maybe twice, three times a week, but I just don't get anything. Nobody's following me or anything. So maybe you can learn why that is. Because it does take A, time, and B, some dedication. Where is the class and when are you teaching this?
I just actually completed some at the new Southridge location.
Right. How's that location?
Wonderful location, great technology. Get great technology set up. And now, of course, Ankeny, the main campus, that's where I'll be next. I've got classes starting 3 evenings, 3/27, not too late to sign up for that. That's more of the fundamentals.
So the 27th of this month,
yes,
is when classes
start. And
it'll
run once a week for 3 times in the evening. And then I have a strategy class on April 22nd mm-hmm. out there, and that'll be an all-day workshop in strategy. So, again, still time to sign up for that. You can go to ce.dmacc.edu to find those classes. So,
lost me at the CC.
I know.
Yeah. Why do they? Yeah, just Google. Google right. Laura Gulkey, social media class DMAC, and that'll come up.
Yeah.
When you do these classes, what are some of your typical students like?
That's a really interesting question. I have had people that are charged with social media from Iowa State University, maybe in their particular department, that know they're supposed to be doing it because the university liked them to do it. Iowa State, for example, has like 20 or 30 different social media Facebook pages alone. And a lot of times the people in those departments aren't really sure. So education. So I get small businesses from cupcake businesses through nonprofits to people that have maybe events that they promote and they're wanting to use social media for that. So it really runs the gamut, but particularly small businesses seem to be the most popular group that will take the courses and want to learn more.
We're visiting with Laura Gulkey, ladies and gentlemen. She's going to be doing some classes over at DMAC in Ankeny this time. And we're going to continue our conversation with her here in just a second. We're going to reset because we've got sponsors to say thank you to because they make it possible for us to bring you the business news each and every day here at Insight on Business, the News Hour. We'll be back with more. And Laura Gulkey and the whole social media conundrum. When we come back, this is Insight on Business.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting Lotus Moments, lotusmomentsevents.com. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, insightcube.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. You see what happens when we start talking? This is a bad thing, you know. Laura and I know each other from away from the microphones as well, and we start talking about people we know and stuff that's going on out there. And then we lose all track of time while the commercials are going. So my bad. I was not ready. Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We've got about 50 degrees in the city, looking for a low tonight of about 35 tomorrow, maxing out at about 46. Rain is likely. We're talking with Laura Gulkey, who's going to be teaching a social media class up at Ankeny at DMAC. And I think one of the interesting things is when we start talking about these types of things, Laura, you have these students that are in the class that are for the first time, or maybe they've dabbled in social media before, but do you ever follow some of the people that you've had in class to see how in the world it is that they're doing and what that result is when they graduate, so to speak, from your social media class?
I do. I have a few people that have been in the class that have either gotten back in touch with me and said, here's what we're doing now. Mm-hmm. I have followed up with some of them individually to do continued tutoring and even met with some of their team members to kind of get everyone on the same page.
That's nice.
And then I do follow some of them, of course, and just see how they're flourishing. I have one in particular that I, you know, my baby that's grown up, and she's just doing fantastic things, incorporating video this year. Of course, video and photography and using imagery on any of the social networks is so vital now. So she's doing a great job of incorporating video and just she's an individual person doing all the social
media. And has her business grown?
Her business now has grown where she's taking online orders. She actually is packaging her own brand of cupcake mix now. She goes out to events and all over town. So she's very event oriented, but then she uses social media to tell people where she will be. So rather than having a store, she kind of is out in the community. And then she, of course, gets the orders on the phone.
All right. Laura Gaulke, ladies and gentlemen, tell us again where the classes are, how people can sign up for them, and then we'll see if we can't push some more people to you to learn more about how social media can impact them and their business.
Sure. If you just go to, again, Google Continuing Ed at DMACC, but it's also ce.dmacc.edu. So, but just Google it. And the classes are Social Media Strategy and Social Media Fundamentals. And we will have a brand new schedule out over the summer, but we have classes coming up in March still, and then in April. And then summertime will be at all the campuses again, and we're adding Carroll.
Oh, very nice. On the road. Laura Gaulke, ladies and gentlemen, you can find her all over the place. Just go ahead and Google that name and then put DMACC next to it, and I'll bet you those classes do come up. Thanks so very much for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me again.
And thank you for listening. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be Dustin Halderson. He is our technical director. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. For all those folks, for Laura Gaulke and for Kaylee Williams, who is in the first half hour, thanks so very much for being with us. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.